survival into 3 weeks kicks.
You're listening to WCGI Live.
Yeah. Good morning, this is Teresa Williams, and for today's top stories, all 7-Elevens in northern Michigan are on strike. Mark Snyder with that story. Mark?
Thank you, Teresa. And this is just an unbelievable sight. I'm standing here in front of the 7-Elevens in northern Michigan. People are climbing all over the windows, banging, "We want Slurpees." Here we have one young Slurpee fan named John. From what I understand, John is only 95 years old. John, what do you have to say about the Slurpee franchise?
I need Slurpees. I can't live without my Slurpees.
Thank you, John. And on my left, I have here the owner of this local 7-Eleven, Anil Mazhadi. Mr. Anil, what do you have to say?
Well, I think that part of the problem is that we are getting too many coupons. I don't like coupons. Nobody likes coupons. We like cash. We only want cash. Cash, cash, cash.
Thank you, Mr. Anil. Mark Snyder reporting live, upstate Michigan. Back to you, Teresa.
Thank you, Mark. And for today's business stories, Faygo Rid Pop has gone public today, and Toys R Us' spokesman has told us in a brief news conference that roller skates are back in style. And for today's top business news story, apparently Favel Finkel has returned from heaven, and his stocks have gone up over 1,000 points today. That's right, over 1,000 points. We have the pleasure here today to hear Mr. Favel Finkel himself.
Hello!
We're with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Finkel, from what I understand, you've become internationally famous. You've actually been around the world, and I mean that literally, because from what I've heard, you've been in heaven. Is that right? Really? Now, I've heard that you've been having troubles roller skating lately. Are you okay, Mr. Finkel? Now, I was wondering how you got so famous.
Well, actually, I tell everybody the Day Saver Mitzvahs every single day. And, like, people just love the way I talk and stuff. And the way I explain the mitzvah and stuff. Like, for example, today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 245 and stuff, which also has to do with the business world, that the Torah tells us all these different ways that a person should buy and sell his stuff, and different ways to transfer something from one person's possession to another. Are you okay, Mrs. Lady Interviewer, ma'am? Well, if you're not gonna end the interview, ma'am, I will. Bam, 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 bam! Bam, 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 bam! Well, that's it for today, folks. But, like my father always says, same time, same place, and tell me that you like this, so I'm gonna say this, okay? Same socks. Cool.